the Planter's Place podcast. Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about growing parsley in the wintertime, at least up in colder regions where parsley doesn't naturally grow easily out in the garden. So growing parsley in wintertime, for me, is one of the surprising gardening delights of winter. I was reminded of this recently during a walk through my neighborhood on a cold day. It was probably 32, maybe a little bit colder than that. And so I was walking past this community garden and you know, brownish-hued garden with all the dead plants and so forth. But it contained these pops of vibrant green, and it was coming from this resilient parsley. And also some still strong kale that was out there. But it was mainly parsley. I was just so surprised. You know those photographs where the whole scene is like black and white, and they have these, through the magic of I don't know what, they just have these highlights of red or blue or whatever color. It was like that, but it was real life, not a photograph. It was the real deal. So cool. Anyway, I have kept parsley growing myself in the ground well past New Year's a couple of times, and once or twice I have had it grow right through the springtime. And here's one way I've done it, and then I'm going to show or tell you another way that I am currently growing parsley through the winter. Two different ways, and I'll explain. Okay, so the first way is growing it in the ground, as I have done previously. Parsley can tolerate temperatures as low as 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So that would put them at a USDA plant hardiness zone of about 7B. You can extend this to colder zones if you wish, with the help of an application of mulch. So you can mulch them in the fall or in the early winter. I've read tips that say to trim the parsley back before you apply your mulch. Usually the mulch is about 2 or 3 inches. But you know, when I overwintered it, I don't recall mulching, and my parsley was fine. So use whatever you have on hand at the time. So it's fall. Maybe you have a whole bunch of leaves out there. Shred them. Apply them. It'll be a nice warm layer. Now, if you don't cut back your parsley, I've heard that you can cover the plant with some sort of row cover in addition to the mulch or without the mulch, and that will protect them from, you know, the drying winds of winter. It'll also help keep those nibbling creatures who are so hungry during wintertime, it'll keep them away from your parsley so that you can have a chance to eat it yourself. So come spring, your parsley plants will start growing, and when they do, you might want to remove some of the mulch first. You don't have to remove all of it, but the sooner you remove the mulch, the greener or the quicker you will be getting that green parsley growing in the springtime. If you keep the parsley covered, it'll, you know, start growing. It'll be not green, it'll be white-ish. Kind of like endive. But remove the mulch, it'll get green, it'll start growing. Great. Be sure to give it a little bit of water because it's been dry, really, over wintertime, at least in my area. So that's one way, growing it in the ground over winter. The other way is grow it inside, grow it in your house, or in a covered spot like a garage or a shed or something like that. I am growing parsley in containers outdoors recently just because it's closer to my house and those bunnies don't eat it. So if you want to mulch your pots of parsley outside, go for it. I am not because my pots were terracotta and I don't want them to break due to the thawing and freezing and thawing and freezing that usually breaks my terracotta pots in winter. So what I have done is I repotted my plants into deep pots, and I've brought those pots of parsley indoors. I have them in a sunny window in my minimally heated mudroom. It's a nice sunny spot, and they are quite happy in my mudroom so far. So that's great. Now, there are two considerations for bringing your parsley plants indoors. The first one, parsley has a long taproot, like a carrot. So don't use a shallow pot. Use something that's a little bit deeper. I replanted my pots in my parsley into pots that are deeper to accommodate that taproot. That's the first thing. The second thing, if you are placing your plants under a grow light, you might end up with too much of a good thing. For instance, they'll really love the light, they'll become vigorous and bushy, and might even outgrow your grow light. So if your grow light is not adjustable, where you can lift it up, your light might be covered by your parsley plants by the end of winter. Two things. Just take it slow. If this is your first time doing it, put your plant in a sunny window wherever and just turn it every few days. That should be enough light. Or the other thing is, if you do have it under grow lights, harvest it. Harvest it before you before it outgrows your grow light. Use it, make pesto. It'll be fine. Okay, overall, I have two side notes about growing parsley. Number one, keep in mind that your parsley plant is a biennial, meaning it grows vegetatively for the first year. Second year, after you overwinter it, it will initiate its reproductive phase. In other words, it starts to flower. It'll do so by sending up a thick stalk, and from that stalk, you will develop flowers. And once your parsley flowers, the plant is done. It is no sense in trying to keep it alive. You're not going to make a biennial a perennial. It's not going to happen. So why even keep your parsley over winter if it's just going to flower and die the next spring, late spring, early summer? Well, because you will have freshly harvested parsley all through winter, which is always nice, and also fresh parsley way earlier in spring than you would otherwise. And the second reason, because it's educational. It's a challenge. Have you done it before? No? Give it a try. It'll be fun. Number two, the other note about growing parsley. I find that the parsley leaves that are developed throughout the winter are slightly smaller and also a bit tougher. And they're even a little bit more potent. So I would suggest, before you use these winter harvested leaves, taste them. Because they might be, you know, if a recipe calls for a quarter cup of parsley leaves, you might find that these are a little bit more potent and you would use less. So just give them a taste and see what it's all about before you add it to your dish, because you can't take it out. Well, that's it on the topic of parsley. And if you have any questions about it, just drop it in the notes. Otherwise, have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.